We're up to the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Adiba Ava, Hai Keshalto, Mevolchen Alei Borei Atzei Besomim. Keshalto Zog Drashi Koisht. Koisht is one of the Besomim of the Keteris. HaKoisht Neim Oso, Vikilufa Shoy. This is one of the Besomim of the Atzei Besomim. So you make a Borei Atzei Besomim. It's the bark itself. So when you have the eights, so mele de broch is atse besomim. Zog de gemorah, avo mashre kvisha loy. Mashe enkein, zog drashi, mashre kvisha. Shemen sheboy tomun akoisht. When you have the oil of the koisht, and the koisht itself is tomun, vashemen meriach min aboisim shebetoichoy. So now you smell the fragrance of the shemen of this koisht. The koisht is there, just it's tomun besoicha, it's like inside the oil, but it's not visible, so that you don't make a bore atzi besomim, because you don't see the eitz. The Ravkan Omer, no, afilo mashke kvisha, even if the koisht, the bark itself is tomun, you still make a bore atzi besomim. Ava mashke tchin eloi, but if the actual koisht is ground, if it's tochun, then avada, you don't make a broch anymore. Zog Rashi, when it's just tomun loy, holve nirlenenu el hashemen. Mashenka mashchetchina, she tochna boy kishalto. Then, pshat is you totally ground it, then you don't make the broch of atze b'som anymore. Then you would make mina b'som. Zog mo ven ahaydo yamri, afilu mashchetchina. Even mashchetchina, you still, when it's ground, you still make a bar atze b'somim. Zog to gemorah dachem gimel omid beiz. Omarav gil omarav. Hai samlak. Samlak zog drashi yasmin, jasmine. Mevorchen alei borei atze besomim. You make a borei atze besomim. Omerav chanan omerav hani chalfe dima. Zog drashi chalfe dima. Boisem shekorin ashpig vuhu shiboilas nailed. It's also one of the atze besomim. Shiboilas nailed. Vaosu keen give oile pishton. It's like flax, like shibale pishton. So the chiddush is, even though it seems soft pishton, but still it comes from it has in it the characteristic of atze b'somim. Hani chal v'dim and vochle bore atze b'somim. Zok di gemara. So Rashi says right away the ashkon give oil in the ikhi eight. You have give oil in that is still considered eight. Zogimah, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Omar Mal, Zutra, my Korah, where do we find the Pasuk that shows us that Givoylin are still called eights, like Pishton? Zogimah, my Korah, Vihi hel som hagogo, Vatitmenem bepishte or eights. Which means, this is going on Rochav Azoina, when she hid Pinchas and Kolev in Atze Pishton, Pishte or eights. So we see flax is called an eights. So mainly you make Atze Besomim. Hai nalkum de ganuniso. Nalkum zog drashi chavetzelis ha-shoroin, which is a rose. So nalkum de ganuniso mevochen lei bori atze besomim. Again, it's called atze besomim. Zogimora, that's all where it grows in a ganuniso. A nalkum, which is a chavetzelis ha-shoroin, a rose that grows in the garden. However, the dabra, when it grows wild, asve besomim. So here we see the brocha changes when it grows in a garden, it's more cultivated, so to speak. So it's more of a tree-like. So then the rose is taka atse. Mashenka, when it's wild, so then it's softer. It grows wilder. Then it's asve besomim. Omer Rav Sheshes, hani sigli. Zagdrashi v'yoylish. Different type of herb. Mevorich alei boire asve besomim. It's type of grass also. So lemaise comes out, we make you know a boire mina besomim, and we take clothes. All these different brachas would really fluctuate. Depends what you use for besomim. Sometimes you have to make atse besomim. Sometimes asve besomim. So we take something which we know for sure is mina besomim. If a person is supuk, you always make a mina besomim. Zok di gemara omer mazutra hayman de moich besroiger. Oh, if someone smells an esrig, so oy bechavusha. A different type of fruit. So Drashi, Chavusha, Kudnish Milaz. Chavushin. Oime Boruch Shenosan Reach Toiv Beferus.
The Eibishter gave a reach toivim peiros. Now, the Mordechai over here brings an esrik shel mitzvah. So he brings two days. Since it's miyud, it's meant for the mitzvah, so you don't make a brach on it. Then he brings another day that says, no, even the esrik shel mitzvah, even though it's meant for mitzvah, but lemaisa, if you smell it, then you also make a brach on the esrik shel mitzvah. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings, in Reish Tazayin, he brings, clearly, he says that it's better that a esrik shel mitzvah for 7 days, called Zayin, a person should not be mariachit. Because since it's a machloikus apoiskim, it's 2 days in the Rishonim. If an esrik shel mitzvah has this din of esroiger, of you make the bracha berach shenos and rech toiv peiros, so it's better to avoid it. Now, if you smelled it, so the Mishnah Berurah says over there, then you don't make a bracha. If you punk smelled it. But he says it's better to avoid smelling it, possibly kol yimei achag. Tosafot over here says, "Hay man de morich besroiger dafka shemariach behem." But in bol lechom hem, if it's meant for eating, then ein levorich bichas reach kiim bichas achila. Then it's miyud for something else. That's the question: how you look at the esrik shel mitzvah? Do you look at it that it's miyud for mitzvah or not? That would be enough kamin legabi de brocha. Meaning, do you make a bichas reach or not?
Zok di gemara, Omer Rab Yuda, "Hay man de nofik biyom in Nissan." If someone goes out in the days of Nissan, Chazi ilne de kome lav leva, and he sees a tree that's starting to blossom, a fruit tree, that the flower starts to come out before the fruit itself, that's the blossoming. There's nothing lacking in this world. And the Eibishter created beautiful brios, and trees, for us to benefit from. Now this bracha, steht in halacha, is that we do it once a year at the time of the oinoas, the oina, the time that it's the time of the blossoming. Now meikar din, it's mutter even if you do it on Kimmel year too. Just Nissan is the time of the blossoming, but the chidusha it's once a year, so that's when we make it. Then we know for sure it's as man of the pricha. Zok di gemara omerav zutra batuvia omerav. From where do we know that you make a broch on reach? Because what's the having in that? Because when you eat something, we know that the din of osalan is b'elmaz b'loy brocha. But if you're just being meriach something, so what are you doing? Shenemar zok the posuk, mora posuk, kol haneshama tahalal ko. Kol haneshama. Neshama means the reach. The reach comes, the neshama. That's the representative of the reach. The reach is the neshama. It's not a Michael, it's not the food, it's not achil, it's not going to the stomach, it's in the shomer, it's a reach. So, nishmas ruach va'apoy. So, mele kol ha'neshomer talakol, you have to make a bracha when you meriach also. Eze dovesh ha'neshomer nenes menu, ve'ein ha'guf nenem imenu, havoy meze ha'reach. That's the reach. Now, the tzlach, the nerdy buda, says that what's pshat in the havamina? There's a havamina over here that reach would not need a bracha. So, he says, because since the Gemara says, Kol marav reach ein ba mishum meila, so there's no meila. So we know that kol anenim olam hazeh is kilu mal. So if there's no meila and kol marav reach, so what's the havmin? You have to make a bracha. You're not being moil, so no isid lehanois. Of them kum ta gzeres hakosu. There's a pasuk that says kol aneshama talakol, that even for reach you have to make a bracha. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Tzionim says a goynis de kapshat. He says so oy bazoi. We know the halacha is sofik brachas. Is lahakol? That's a regular birchas mitzvahs. But birchas anenin, we know there's no din of sorg brachas lahakol because also lanes ma'alem hazeh b'loy bracha. Kivegan dafid beis brings that already. Fakert, there's no chashash of bracha levatola. Fakert, because because of also lanes ma'alem hazeh b'loy bracha, sofik you have to make a bracha too. It's not a bracha levatola. Zok to b'yosef engel oibezoi. This would only be negaya by regular birchas anenin. Mashenke birchas reach, which even though there's a kamash falon, you have to make a bracha. But it's at the end of the day, kol ma'av reach ein ba mishum meila. There's no meila, so you don't have the problem of osel lehenes ma'alem hazeh b'loy bracha kilu mo'al. So in the suffik, you'd still make a you would not make a bracha. Suffik lekula, regular birchas anenin, suffik lechumra because osel lehenes ma'alem hazeh b'loy bracha, and there's no bracha levatola. You have to make it because it is a meila. But vibal kol ma'av reach ein ba mishum meila zok detzlach. So explains the Yosef Engel, so Ebezoi, that the Maisa remains. At the end of the day, Reach Emba Mishumila. You have to make a bracha, but Emba Mishumila. So Mele Sofek, it's like a Lekula, it's like a Bichsa Mitzvah, Sofek Brachas Lekula. That's his Chiddush. I mean, you don't have the Kilumal. So if you don't have the Kilumal, so then it would be Sofek Lekula.
Now this pasuk grada called neshama tahal ko. The Gemara earlier in Daf Chaf Hey, the Gemara learned from this pasuk that one man Omer, it says that if you have tzoya al psoroi or yodoi, his hand is in the base akise and he's out of it. So we said you're not allowed to read kriyashma because of kol neshama tahal ko every aver. So even if you have one aver that's in the base akise, you're still not allowed. Oh.
Gonna smell and emanate a fragrance from them. Reach toiv kalavonoin. Shenemar yelchu yen koiso v'yikezayis hoydoi v'reach loy kalavonoin. Every umrus that a person has, even if he's a bursi, so drashi noyeloyim nosa beinov. The Eibusha made it like that, otherwise there'll be lacking umrus in the world. People are not going to want to do their professions. I'm not going to want to be a garbage man. Every umrus that a person has, in his eyes, he's miyapit. Zogti gomoga. Omra papa hainu damri inchi. If you have a koira, zogdrashi, rach hagodl bedekel, the soft part, that bulb that grows on top of the dekel tree, in the palm tree. Tolo yosel chaze, even if you're hanging on the chaze, a beautiful, delicious, fragrant thing. He'll still roll in the mud and the ashpa, and even though he has this delicious smelling, fragrant thing on him, he's going to come out smelling like the ashpa, because that's his umnus. It doesn't make a difference, and he's happy with it. He does his. And he's happy and he's about his umnus. Zog di gomoga. V'om rav zuta batuvim rav avuka kishnayim. An avuka, a torch, is like, because halach is ein osa lealach yichidi balaylo. You're not allowed to walk outside yourself at night. So if you have an avuka is like two people. Two people is not considered yichidi. V'yoreach, when you have the moon out, the moonlight, is kishloisho. It's like three people. Now there's a difference between two and three. We'll see in the Gemara. Zok mori bailu. When we say avuka kishnayim bahadidi day, doesn't mean it's two, including himself. Him and avuka is like two people. Oidom avuka kishnayim, the avuka itself is like two. Levamidi day. And then with him it's three. Zok mori toshma, I'll bring you a raya. It says v'yareach kishloisho. So yamud bishloma bahadidi day. If it means with him, the yareach is three, meaning the yareach is like two. And with him it's three. So shapir. So then it makes sense. Eli Yamrit Levami today, if it means without him, that means the Yerech is three, and then with him it's four. So Abba Lomeli, there's no Nafkamina. We know there's Nafkamina in two and three, but there's no Nafkamina in three and four, so why would it be negated to tell me that a Yerech is Shloisho if it means Levami today? Why? We know that Nafkaminas only make a difference between one, two, and three. There's no difference by four or more. Why? When a person goes Yechidi Balailo, so the shade is Mazik and Echot, an individual person. Lishnayim niravena mazik. He appears himself, but he's not mazik. Lishloisha and niru kalikar, he doesn't even appear. So we see the nafkamina is by three people. So three, so then this negeya yareach is kishloisha with him. But if it's without him, what's a negeya that it's like four? Avuka is kishtayim. So if without him, then it's really three. So it must be that it means with him. So that's nafkamina two and three. Is he nira umazik or is any niru kalikar? And alav shemamino, avuka kishnayim, a torch is like two with him. Bahadi didei shema mino, it means with him. Zok di gemara. Ve'omer rav zutu batuv yomer rav. Ve'amil omer rav chonah babizna omer rav b'shimen b'chasida. Ve'amil omer rav yechon b'shimen b'shimen yechoy. Noyach loy lo odom shipa latzme letech kifshana eish. Val yam pechavera b'rabim. It's better to put yourself, yourself be thrown in a fiery furnace. And not be malvim pechavera b'rabim. Mitomo shenemal himutzeis. So we see Yehuda did not She did not want to be mevayish him. If you be moida, but she did not want to be mevayish him because al yam pechaber b'gam. It's better to be thrown into the fire. Be mutzei. It's ready to be thrown into the ash, and now to not mevayish someone else. The Ma'aser Tosin Soted Daf Yud says that it's a chiyav gomer, just like we know ritzicha. Yalak vayaver. You're not allowed to kill someone. It's yalak vayaver. So it not to be mevayish someone else. Someone that is embarrassed, turns white, it's the dumber, the sumk, his blood leaves him. So in Mele, it's considered like you killed him. So it's mama from the Gimel Chamuras, and it's Yag Vayaver. So it comes out, Shai Tshuva brings that
if it means to embarrass someone else or not embarrass someone else, if you have if you're in a situation where it's a question of embarrassing someone else or not, you have to let yourself be killed. Just like it's Gimel Chamuvah Yag VaYaver. So who hadin, does that mean literally who hadin, not to embarrass someone else, you have to let yourself be killed? So that's a chiddush din to say. To say such a thing is a big chiddush. Others say ein lemeidin halacha min agoda. It's an agoda over here. Lemeidin halacha. If you have a question of embarrassing someone else, or let yourself be killed, you have to let yourself be killed, or it's ma'abed atzim ledas. Or not. There's a famous ma'isa with the Biskel Rav, Pshul Leib Diskin. He was once sitting with Talmidim, giving a chumashir, Shabbos Nacht, and one of the Talmidim made him a tea. And at that time, the doctor said he needed extra sugar for his strength. He needed sugar for his koiches. So this Talmid heaped in there 6, 7, 8, 10 spoons of tea, of sugar he put in there. And the Pshul Leib drank the tea, and suddenly, to about 10 minutes, 20 minutes later, the Rebbetzin gave a geschrei from the kitchen. And she said, Sedo Zalz, the Talmud put the Zalz instead of the sugar inside the tea. And they saw that the Pshul Leib finished the whole tea. And nothing. So they asked, the Talmidim asked him, Hayitochen, Ushmartem is Nafshtechem. The Rebbetzin asked him, Ushmartem. So he said, Ushmartem. The Gemara Mem Gimel Omid Beis is a dove kotnu. Afilu lelevaish chaver berabim. Afilu lekterkiv shenayish. So what's the shaila? What am I supposed to do? Of course he drank it without saying anything. Not to advise someone else. Now the truth is, in Lomdus, you have to know if this takad din, that you're ready to let yourself get killed, because what's the reason of Yag Vayava when you're about to kill someone, when you have to kill someone? Because my chosis. So the question is it shaykh my chosis on the Malbim Pidei Chaveir B'Rabim? Yes, it's like Ritzicha. But at the end of the day, is the my chosis over here or not? So others want to say that the Rambam says that Be'yag Vayav it's a Chil Hashem Shaboy, so maybe it falls into the Chil Hashem. But there's a need in the Poskim Legabi, how vite the din of Ayam Pnei Chavei B'Rabim. Zog the Gemara, Ton Rabbonon, Hevil of one of Shemen V'Hadas. If you have two things to smell, a Shemen, the oil, and the Hadas itself, what do you make a bracha on first? One of them is Berei Atze B'Somim, one is Shemen Orev, or Shemen Mine B'Somim. Zogt Rash Tosis, Hai Shemen L'Riachu, Di L'Have Zuamu, Amrinam Ferkel Advarim Em Vachen Olav. It's a Shemen L'Riach, it's not L'Have Zuamu, because you don't make a bracha on that. But upon him, so Shemen V'Hadas, which one do you make a bracha first? Zogt Rashi, Shemen V'Hadas B'Soifasu, the Shemen L'Osuch Yodav, not like Rash Tosis. It's Taka the Shemen L'Osuch, L'Have Zuamu Ha'Oichlim, V'Hadas L'Riach Kmoy Shemayinu. So Rashi seems to imply that even though it's Soifasu the L'Osuch, but you still can make a bracha on it. Tais says, no, you have these two things in front of you, which one do you make a bracha first? First the shemen, and then the hadas. First the hadas. Maybe that's what Rashi learns, the shemen is sicha, it's l'have zuamo. Shemen has it in al kaponim two aspects. It has the reyach and it has the siach, the sicha. Hadas is only l'geicha zechinu, l'sichos eloi zechinu. So since it has two aspects, it has to anoint yourself and to smell, shemen versus hadas. So that's why shemen goes first. That's how the Gamliel is machriya like Beishamai. Omer Rabbi Yechon, halacha k'divrei machriya. The halacha is like the machriya. Like Gamliel was just machriya, like Beishamai. Rav Popa ikel be Rav Huna, b'reid Rav Ika, Aisla Kamay Shemen Vadas, they brought him the two things in front of him, Shemen and Hadas. Shoka Rapopa Borech Hadas Bereisha. He made the Borech Hadas first. Vahoda Borech Hashemen and then on the Shemen. Omar Leh, so they told him, Lo Yisov Leh Mar Aloch Kedivya Machia. Rapopa was Machria. And he said, Ani Achria Da Aloch Zag Bishamai. Omar Leh, Hoch Yom Arova, Haloch Yom Bishilo. Da Aloch Zag Bishilo. You can be Machria for Ampis Morgan, Da Aloch Zag Bishilo. Zog Dimor Velohi. Rovin really never said this. Others take out his gear, so the Rift takes it out. He only did it to cover himself, to say that Rava said pasuk not look like Basil. But upon him, two gesoys over here. If you take this out or not, upon him he did this. Oh, nimchak. Arif loy goris shet na goris agro. Lishtamute uda ovid. You take this out or not? But he lemaise held alocha kere Basil. Is it yes? He is it loy? Is it not loy? That's different gesoys. Oh, so Rashi has the girsa. Loi omer rove hilchsik beis hillel el rapope ichsif lefi shito vihish midat bekach. The Rif takes it out. Rapope, he wouldn't say something. He wouldn't, what's it called? Rapope wouldn't say something that's not true in order to be mishtamet lefi shito. So that's why there's the reason to take out this girsa of Elohi. That's not what the Rav said. We know that Halacha is always like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Zok the Gemara. So Tosfos also brings. Kach kosu b'sifrom shalonu. Ufirish Rashi. Aber Rav Alfas posak Rav. Mashma shalom hayu goyel b'sifrom Elohi. Clearly. Rav Paschal is like Rav. Rav Tavke said that Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Zok the Gemara. Ton Rabbonim. Have you lived in Shemen v'yayin? If you have Shemen and Yayin. Zok Rashi. Yayin shal acha hamozin. Not talking about the kosher bracha. Talking about the end of the meal, not the benching. So shemen and yayin, b'shamarim oiches hashemen b'yiminoi. You hold the shemen in your right hand, b'se yayin b'smolin, the wine in the left hand. B'voich al hashemen. First you make a bracha on the shemen because it's in whatever you make a bracha is in your right hand. V'choydim b'voich al yayin, and then make a bracha on the yayin. B'shilu amim oiches is a yayin b'yiminoi. The yayin is in your right hand. B'se hashemen b'smolin, the shemen is in your left hand. V'voich al yayin. First you make a bracha on the yayin, which is in your right hand. V'choydim b'voich al hashemen, and then make a bracha on the shemen. And that's like a loch in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Vav. That whenever a person makes a bracha on something, you have to hold it in your right hand. If you're righty, correct. Now, by Havdalah, we do the same thing. We make the bracha of Agofen on the yayin in the right hand, and then we make the bracha on the psalmim, we put the yayin in the right, left and the psalmim in the right. Whenever you make a bracha, you make hold that in your right hand. During Havdalah, you make the switch. The psalmim, you put the psalmim in your right hand. But the Eved, if a person did not lift something at all, you could also make a bracha. The Mishbur over there in Reish Vav, but L'chatchila, it should be in your right hand. Zog the Gemara, B'vorech al yayin, B'choyin v'vorech al shemen, V'tochu b'roish ha-shamesh. V'tochu b'roish ha-shamesh. You take the shemen, the leftover shemen, and you rub it at the head of the shamesh that's serving you. You don't want to walk around, especially with Talmud Chacham, you don't want to walk around with shemen, with a fragrant on your hand, so you rub it in his hair. V'im shamesh Talmud Chacham, if the shamesh is the Talmud Chacham, so then you can't use him to rub your hand on. So tochu b'koisel, then you do it on the koisel, on the wall. Zog Rashi, why do you do it on the Rosh Hashemesh? Zog Rashi, mevorech al Hashemen, boir Hashemen orev, v'tochu b'Rosh Hashemesh, kedei shlo yetzi b'yod mevusom, it shouldn't walk out with fragrant, perfumey hands, b'shuk, shegnayu lo tamat chochem to walk out that way. Zog the mother, so that's what you have to tackle rubbing off, either on the koisel or on the head of the shamash. Things are gnai for Talmud Chacham. Al yetzik shum mevusim, when he's fragrant with perfume. Leshuk. Val yetzik yichidu b'layla shingo himself out at night. Val yetzik b'mina alim b'tuloyim, shoes that have patches on it. Val yisaparim isha b'shuk, shouldn't be misapar than isha b'shuk, because people will choshed him that it's not his wife. It's a zayna. While Yisab bechaburu shalom ha'oret, shouldn't sit together with the chaburu v'amagatzim. While konas b'achoynu lebeis medish, don't be the last one in the beis medish. V'yeshom af lo yafsiya psiya gasa, don't walk a big psiya. While yahalach b'koyim iskufa, don't walk upright as gaiva. Now the Gemara explains each one. Al yetzik shum mevusim, don't go out when you mevusim l'shuk. Om rabab b'reid rab chiyah b'rabah, om rab yoichin om b'mokim shechashudim al mishkav zochor. When the chosh al mishkav zochor, so they mevasim themselves. So that's why you shouldn't go out like that. Om rab sheish lo amogen ela b'bigdoi. When the perfume is on his baget, aval b'gufoi. But if it's on his body, then it's like deodorant. Then it's like a mutter. Zeya ma'avrelei, then it's mutter. Om rab papa b'sayre k'bigdoi. On his hair is like his baget, which is also... That's kibigdei domi. Va'amilo and others say kigufoi domi. Sang is like gufoi. Val yetz yichidi balaylo. Why shouldn't you go out yourself? Yichidi balaylo mishum chashod because they choshed him. That what because of znus. V'loyamogan ela deloy kviyah leidne. He doesn't have a specific place. He has a kviyas. If he has a kviyas that he has to go, so Rashi like kovel agab a kviyas lamda balaylo. He going out night to go learn. And of course he's allowed to go but yichidi balaylo too, because then he's going for a kviyas to learn. Then nochshad. Have a kula idna, maybe add in the kozel, then people know he's going to idna. Zog the Gemara, idna kozel. Val yetzib min alim mitulaim shingo his shoes his patches. Mesiela lechibah barabah, domer lechibah barabah. Gnayu latamat chacham yetzib min alim mitulaim. It's a gnay for him to go his patch shoes. Any frek the Gemara. V'lechibah barabah nofik he went out. Oh, mazrut v'breid rab nachem betloy agav betloy. Those are patches above patches, double patched. That's not a gnai. That's only when it's patched by the toe, because then it's like a knicker. Aval begilde, but what's about a heel? Leslambo ube pantalei amogen ela buucha. That's only when you're going on the road, when you're outside where people see it. Aval bebeisa leslon, but if you have slippers that have holes, even by the toe, it's leslambo in your own home. Vule amon avle moisach chamo, where it's knicker. Aval moisach shomim, where everyone anyways has muddy shoes. Zagrashi tit mechaseyu leslambo. Vayisaprim isha b'shuk, omer avchiz, vafilu ishto, even your own wife, tanya nami ochi, vafilu ishto, vafilu bito, his own daughter, vafilu achreis, his shvester, his sister, fishen hakol b'kim, b'kroi b'yosef, nobody, not everyone is bucky, who is his relatives, vayis, yeisi b'chabur shalam ha'oretz, my time azok di gomorra, dil mosalam shuchei, basrayu, you might follow suit, and follow the amaratzim, so mainly don't be with them, vayikana zachon il beis medesh, don't be the last one in the beis medesh, b'shum nekor le p'sheya, they call him a p'sheya, so others are girls in otzel. What's the Rashi Taka says, Miss Atzel, you're lazy. Don't walk up Psia Gasa. Don't walk up Psia Gasa and tell us, Echabi Tov Kuf Mem of Oran of Shalodom. It takes away one of 500 of the Morganaim Shalodom. My Takante, how do you retrieve back the Morganaim that you lost by Psia Gasa? Be Kedusha Devei Shimsha. So Rashi says, what's Kedusha Devei Shimsha? You drink the Friday night Kiddush, the wine. That's Rashi over here. Tosfos Pesachim Daf Kuf says that the yain of the Kiddush you place in your eye. That's what we do by Havdalah. But Rashi Tosfos is going on the yain of Kiddush you place near your eye or in your eye. That brings back the Morgan Naim. And the Ritva and Pesachim and Kuf Yud Gimel says that what's the Pshat is? The Pshat is he's showing Chavivus HaMitzvah. It's so dear to me. So I'm placing it. It's a refuah that's not Tivis, but it shows Chavivus HaMitzvah. And that's the refuah. Don't walk upright. Even if you walk dalal amos b'koyim iskufa, kilu doichek ragleish shchina. If you push away the ragleish shchina, dichsim mole kolor etz kvoidoi. Since the Eibush is mole kolor etz kvoidoi, so the male it's like you're upright. You're pushing away the ragleish shchina. Stop over here at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis.